Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Coming up in the very next segment, the Facebook reaction to something that Jack Veltri and you were discussing on the show yesterday. Is it crazy to say that Shane Beamer is on the hot seat? You posted it on Facebook. Ton of Tolo reaction to that. We'll get to that in the very next segment here, Cole. But, you know, does it change things in the minds of some of those Tolos who thought that that was a crazy concept? Mm-hmm. If South Carolina gets blown out again this weekend by Ole Miss, because historically speaking, Shane Beamer-led South Carolina teams have not responded well the week after losing a heartbreaking game against the top 25 team.
Well, it becomes, for me, a conversation of not if, but when. Mm-hmm. Sadly, unfortunately, Diesel, and probably again the next week with A&M, it's going to be tough. But no, it's not going to get any better. It's going to be the same old, same old. It's going to be the same exact Shane Beamer press conferences post-game where he's frustrated. And I think this season,
saw how hard we practiced this week.
By the way, I was shocked that he didn't say that Saturday after Bama. Everybody was looking around like, man, he didn't.
This is just another proof that Clemson and South Carolina fans are exactly the same, because Clemson fans say, hey, it's okay, Dabo. You can lose the rest of the season. We don't really care. We're writing this season off. It doesn't matter anymore. We'll just go ahead and look towards next season. And South Carolina fans are saying the exact same thing. What if South Carolina lost out? I don't think that's going to happen, but what if they lost out? Or they lost everybody left on the schedule except Coastal Carolina. Does that not change your mind about Shane Beamer and whether or not you want to keep him around? Is that 9-win season in 2024 enough to sustain an epic collapse down the stretch?
So I think I would answer your question by saying this. Those who watch South Carolina every game, Diesel, their thoughts are not any different now than they were 3 weeks ago. What I mean is, you ask, if you continue to lose, does that not change your thoughts? Well, here's the problem. When South Carolina fans watched them against Vandy in Missouri, they knew, oh boy, we have problems. They knew against Kentucky, the defense and special teams had a score, even though it was a 35-13 win. They knew, oh boy, we have problems. So myself, and I think a lot of Gamecock fans, looked at that next stretch against LSU, Oklahoma, Bama, Ole Miss, and A&M, and thought, they're not winning those games. They're just not. They're not playing good enough. So to answer your question, my thoughts on this team hadn't changed, because I saw them play on September 20th at Mizzou and look incompetent. I saw them looking competent the week before against Vandy.
I saw them looking competent against Virginia Tech.
That's what I'm saying.
They won the game, but they didn't look good.
They didn't look great. No, they didn't. And so, they won barely, 24-11. So my point being, yeah, the conversation continues to get worse, but we all knew this was coming, so it's not like Gamecock fans are surprised by it.
So the facts are that when South Carolina loses a tight one against a top 25 team, they only ever bounce back if they're playing a bad opponent. They only ever do that. 2024, last year, they followed a 27-25 road loss at number 7 Alabama with a 35-9 road win at Oklahoma. Mm. But Oklahoma was having an historically bad season. They also followed a 3-point home loss to number 16 LSU with a blowout win over Akron. But it's Akron, okay? So certainly not on the same level as Ole Miss 2025. 2023, they lost by 10 on the road at number 1 Georgia. They followed that up with a win 37-30 over Mississippi State. Then went on a 4-game losing streak, by the way. 2022, they followed a 14-point road loss at number 16 Arkansas. Man, how that's changed the fortunes for Arkansas. They followed that up with a 48-7 home loss to Georgia. 2021, they had two opportunities. They followed up a road loss against Georgia with a home win against Kentucky. And then they followed up a big-time road loss at A&M with a 40-17 win against Florida. So it is a mixed bag for Shane Beamer, especially when it comes to playing good teams the following week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.